On the day we found out, my sisters Abby and Jenny and I were out in the backwoods lazily playing some kind of freeze tag game in which the rules were being made up and changed as we went along, and my mom came outside with the phone in her hands. She seemed upset and yelled to us with the kind of tone she only used for bad news or when she had one of her stomach aches but didn't want to show it. Without even waiting for a response, Mom yelled at us to all come inside. My sister Abby started whining about how we just got out there and we were in the middle of the game, and Mom yelled at Abby to get inside now and went back in, letting the screen door slam shut, which she hated whenever we did, behind her. Abby started again with her whining. "But Mom, you said..." I hit Abby in the head with a crab apple and told her to shut up. When she said she was going to tell on me, I said, "Go right ahead. Mom hates you now for crying when she told you to get inside. She'll probably give me a dessert reward because I made you quit." That shut her up, and she tromped into the kitchen behind me. "Hey, guys, sit down at the table." We could all sense bad news was coming. "Your Aunt Patricia passed on last night." There was silence from all of us. I felt like I should say something out of a vague sense of respect, even though I didn't care, and I knew my sisters didn't care either. And I suspected that Mom didn't either, but maybe this is one of those grown-up things where God just makes you somehow magically care when you have to. "Oh," I said, and tried to look sad. "How'd she die? Was it peaceful?" My mom opened the freezer and took out some ice pops. "She was involved in a shootout with some FDA agents and was shot in the head and chest over a dozen times." That seemed funny to me, and I laughed. And my mom shot me an annoyed but understanding look, like someone who was in on the joke but didn't want the other people in the room to know. "Does everyone want ice pops?" My two sisters raised their hands, and Jenny asked what my mom meant. "Well, sweetheart," my mom said as she sat down and gave out the ice pops, "remember how Aunt Patricia moved up to that farm in New York, the one near the border with Canada, where that nice man paid for that big 19-hour Canadian fireworks display that Aunt Patricia told you about? And remember how she told us all before she went that she was going to do the Lord's work, and how even if something bad happened that she would get to go to heaven where 70 white angels awaited her with baskets of apple fritters and hot cocoa?" Jenny nodded and took her ice pop. "Well, that's what happened. She's with Jesus and the angels having cocoa? That's right, honey. I want to have hot cocoa with the angels," Abby said. "Me too," said Jenny quickly, even more emphatically, as if not saying so in time would disqualify her from going to heaven. "You can't have cocoa with angels until you're dead, stupid. You have to wait." I looked to my mom to see if what I said and even what I was doing was the right thing. She had her back to us and was staring inside at the open freezer. After a bit, she closed it and turned around. "Kenny's right." Then, in a surprise to all of us, she smiled and said those magic words, "Hey, who wants to go to Dairy Queen?" We all jumped up and yelled, "We do, we do!" When we got to Dairy Queen, I ordered the Nutbuster Parfait, which is the only thing I've ever gotten there. It's my all-time favorite thing ever. We had just gotten our stuff and sat down when the TV that was on in the corner up by the ceiling had one of those breaking news things with all the explosions and space war sounds. They showed a photo of Aunt Patricia that I hadn't seen before. She was in an army uniform and she had a black eye. They was talking about all these people being killed up in New York and how she was from here, and that's why they were showing her picture. Mom gasped and stared silently, and then, like she was shocked or something, started to quickly gather our desserts and us and told us to get into the car. But I pretended I left my free Pirates of the Caribbean figurine I got with the sundae on the seat inside and went back to listen. The news lady called the church that she was with a terrorist group and said that they were kidnapping gays who went to Canada to get gay married there and unmarrying them by force. They raised funds by going across the border into Canada and buying up lots of prescription medicines, which were a lot cheaper up there, and then selling them online back in New York for 5 times as much money. And that's how they afforded all their guns and things. Plus, the guns were super cheap at Walmart where they lived. I guess one of the gays had escaped and told the police about it, and that's when they had the shootout. Pretty soon, my mom figured out what I was doing and came in really angry. I lied and I told her I just remembered it was in the car, but she saw right through that. She told me we'd talk when we got home. We drove home in silence, except for Abby singing a song under her breath about all the things she saw out her window. When we got back home, Mom put on the TV for Jenny and Abby to watch, and she took me by the hand down into the basement. She did the shh thing where you put your finger to your lips, meaning don't say anything. She didn't make the sound shh, but just did the thing where you put your fingers to your lips. Anyway, I knew she meant don't say anything. She went to the windowsill at the far end near the boiler and stood on her tippy toes and felt around on the upper ledge of it. She finally got a key from on top and, without waiting for me, walked around to where the lawnmower and all the garden equipment was. She moved it all over to one side, and I realized for the first time ever that there was a small door there. It had a rusty old lock on it. I never even knew there was a door there. She unlocked it, again did the shush thing with her finger up on her lips, and opened it up. It smelled like raw pancake batter. I mean, it wasn't that, but that's what it smelled like. My mom closed her eyes, took a deep breath, and then sort of flung herself in. I tried to... End part one. iDrinkForARreason.com/GayCanada part 2.